Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Steve Hilty.
Hey, Steve, where are you calling from?
Sundance, Wyoming.
Sundance, Wyoming?
Yeah, it's where the kid got his name.
Oh, really? I was about to say, I didn't realize that Wyoming had a Sundance as well.
It's the original.
I see. You said with some pride. Hey.
Wow.
Whoa. There's some people here in Salt Lake who, you know, who beg to differ. But
they can beg.
All right. Oh! Well, Steve, welcome to our show. You're going to play our Listener Limerick Challenge, which means that Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks specially formulated for you by our limericist, Philip Gotica.
Great.
Each of the limericks will have a last word or phrase missing. Your job, fill in that last word or phrase. Do that two times out of three. You'll win our prize. Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Sounds great.
I think so, too. Ready to play?
Sure.
Here we go. Here's your first limerick.
I know that a medal's the goal. The design, though, is really too droll. In the big metal disc, there is something amiss, and the ribbon goes right through the
hole.
Yes, very good. The real drug scandal in this year's Winter Olympics, what exactly was the guy in charge of the medals on when he approved that design? Medals, of course, as you might have seen, the winner's medals are really big.
Mm-hmm.
Flat with a hole in the middle. They look like defective CDs or flattened shellacked Krispy Kremes.
Rather strange.
Rather strange. The negative reaction has had Olympic organizers on the defensive. I quote them, "The medal with its empty space at the center reveals the area of the chest under which the heart and life beat." All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
It is best we get this off our chest. Yes, with memories we've been obsessed. We put mice to the test, and our efforts were blessed. From a single cell, we've grown a
chest?
Close, but chest was the first word, so it's something that rhymes with that. Close in concept.
Breast.
Yes, breast. Yes, very good. Good news, world. Researchers in Australia have conquered an age-old problem: how to manufacture more breasts. I quote one of the scientists, "Until now, no one has been able to take one cell and make it do everything involved in a fully functioning milk-producing breast. The Melbourne researchers managed to isolate a stem cell and grow complete breasts in mice." When asked about its potential, the study's main funder, Mr. Mickey Mouse, said he was quite pleased.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm just... Everybody's laughing. Everybody's laughing, but I'm so tired of the objectification of mice. It's horrible.
I have to agree with Mo on that one.
It's all we care terrible. About are the freakish artificial breasts that we've grown on them.
So they grew a mouse breast on a mouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they at least have little? Do they? I know. Did the researchers at least give them little pasties?
I don't know. All right. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
While carbon monoxide does stink, it's the meat vendor's new missing link. Yes, applied to dead flesh, it makes old stuff look fresh. Yes, it keeps the meat rosy and
pink.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh. So do you want to know what makes that ribeye steak you just bought all red and juicy looking? Carbon monoxide. The meatpacking industry got approval from the FDA to inflate their plastic packages with a touch of carbon monoxide, which makes the meat retain its rosy hue for weeks. Now, while the gas is not harmful in and of itself, consumer advocates say that you should use methods now other than simply looking at the meat to determine its age. For example, you should ask, is the animal that it's from now extinct?
Brilliant.
That would be an indicator that perhaps it's past its sell-by date. Yes.
So does it make meat pinker or just keep it pink?
It keeps it pink. It doesn't make it
pink. So it's not like, the boss is coming over for dinner. Quick, take this out to the garage and start the car.
No.
Just want to know what my options are.
Carl, how did Stephen do in our quiz?
Steve was perfect. Peter, 3 correct answers. Steve, you win our prize.
Well, thank you.
Well done.
That's great.